Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. We opened up, we talked Michigan State briefly because I just don't care. I cannot lower the standard. I don't like watching them play. They could win Thursday, they could lose. I really don't care. Rico is willing to lower the bar so he can preserve enjoyment. It's an interesting psychological profile of fans, and maybe I'm nuts. We'll get to the Lions a little later because ESPN said something stupid, and I will come to the Lions' defense on this. But I want to just touch on two things. One, we're not going to make a topic of it now. We're going to bring up Michigan basketball later because I need to understand what the job even is. And I got a list of coaching candidates that ESPN says you should call. I don't even think half of these guys would answer the phone. So, because I feel like there are two. Yeah, it's truth. But obviously, Doug.
Hi, it's the University of Michigan War Manual. I'd like to talk to you.
It's something. Doug McDaniel is transferred. Hopefully he goes somewhere that doesn't require books. And then you lost your best recruit for next year, a top. Doug McDaniel will be applying to Southern New Hampshire.
Try to be professional.
I'm not.
You don't need to be. You don't need to be.
You had a top 30 recruit, and well, he gone too. So I don't know what to tell you. But we'll get to the coaching angle of it later.
How do you spell WCCC?
You just did, Doug.
Congrats. So, with that in mind, WCCC, Cheap Trick. All right. Let's be professional. Did you hear the piece of the update about the NCAA tournament?
I did.
So, does that validate what I said to start the show, is that the relationship with March Madness, it's totally changed. It's totally different. Kenny brought this up. Like, there's no magic to it. I loved March Madness. Even now, like, the only juice I have, you know, we'll be in Vegas for it and the betting on it and the social aspect. But look what I just said. It wasn't brackets. It wasn't the love of the game. $7.6 billion will be wagered on U.S. sportsbooks for the NCAA tournament. That is double the amount that the Super Bowl generates. I really, like, when we break it down, Rico, you and I have had the conversation. I don't like the decisions that are being made, but I understand why they're being made, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. The networks know what this is. They want a better TV product. They think putting more teams in or breaking away from the NCAA will get a better TV deal. And let's face it, $7.6 billion is going through that window. And I got bad news for you, the people. $7.6 ain't coming back out. So I just wonder, is the only redeeming quality of the NCAA tournament as it currently stands or moving forward, that it's become a betting event, that it really has nothing to do with the reasons we used to love it. Mm-hmm. I used to be able to watch games left and right with no bet. Used to be able to watch a game like St. Peter's, Kentucky. That's riveting sports television. Now they're trying to even take that away.
It was Styles making the fight. Like, oh my God, this is a great defensive team. This team shoots a lot of threes. Which one will win out? Yes. To answer your question, it is changing. It is about betting. The reason being, unlike the Super Bowl, it's one game. This one, you can go all in, and if your bet loses, guess what? There's another game coming up in 10 minutes. Let's put some money on that. We're going to just keep betting and betting until we finally get a couple of winners and feel good about ourselves. Now, Vegas is going to make the most money because they're going to take most of your money. But you get the opportunity to look right and feel right because you picked that 14 to upset that 3.
But it used to be the bracket. Remember how good it felt when you filled out a bracket years ago? Oh, I had this, I had that.
And then you had bracket guy telling you all the updates every time. Oh, I called that upset.
Where is he? Hold on. That's Stoney. I don't remember the last time somebody has put a bracket in front of me. I don't even know if the office has a bracket pool. Who the hell plays brackets?
I had a couple buddies of mine. They sent me a bracket saying, hey, you want to join the bracket? But it's like,
nah.
Okay. I mean, but the thing is, with brackets, you could be done in a day and your bracket's busted, and now what? Whereas gambling, individual games, okay, I picked this game and they lost. All right, let me go pick another game. Let me pick another game.
Let me ask Rico, you talk about, next game in 10 minutes. No, I can go the second half to the game that's on. I'm done with that one. The second half of the next game is right there.
On the second half of this game. I thought this team was going to win, but obviously not.
See, I'm kind of wondering something, and I mean, I don't know the wisdom of doing this topic, but whatever, it doesn't matter. If I get in trouble, who cares? Like, the whole idea of it is there's a cost to the sports betting. And this isn't some Greenpeace routine. Like, hey, man, you're an adult. You decide to ruin your life with gambling, that's on you. The point I'm making is there's a cost to your fandom. And I do wonder if we're starting to see a little bit of it change with people. And the college game becomes a testing ground. See, the pros we've always accepted as just mercenaries for hire. There was never any nostalgia to it. You know, these players don't like living in the cities they live in. They take the money. But collegiately speaking, everything about college football and college hoops, think about it, Rico, rivalries, the geographical relevance of it, David versus Goliath. The only thing that is left that they haven't ruined, the networks, is the betting. But it comes at the cost of what the event really is about, because now we see what Friday we did that topic. These networks know that Emirates signed a bad deal. They're going to go, we're going to break away from the NCAA. Mm-hmm. F the little guy. Hell, a lot of, like Morehead State playing Illinois coming up on Friday. Morehead State may not have a program if these lawsuits go the wrong way, because these could be 8-figure penalties, buyouts to every team. I kind of just wonder if this is the collateral damage of it all. Like, you'll always like the tourney, but it is different now. It feels different. The NIL has changed the way it feels. Look at what's going on with the NIT. And I'm not doing a bleeding heart for it. I'm saying these schools, some of them, I know factually one of them, they didn't turn down the NIT bid. They didn't have enough players to play. Because the minute their season ended last week, 6 players disappeared off campus.
So it's not what Tom Crean said, and you guys should just be lucky to play basketball.
I think there's an element of it. But, like, look at St. John's. Patino already said, I got to bring in 10 new players this year. They lost, didn't make the NCAA tournament. You can't even locate your team. Some of these dudes left campus. Some of these dudes already have a deal brokered, even though they're not supposed to. Or am I the only one who views it this way?
No. I think the NIT is going to go the way of bye-bye, which is going to be the reason why they said, well, we need to expand the tournament because nobody wants to play in the NIT. But if St. John's was actually in the tournament, all 10 of those guys are going to stick around for another week or two to see how far you could go. So I do think that, this is – I wonder if this is going to be the genesis of the conference tournament – I mean, the NCAA tournament getting expanded. That the NIT, you're begging people now. When you're celebrating the fact that the Minnesota Golden Gophers said yes, you got problems.
So let me ask you guys in listener land, the question this way. How much of your fandom has been affected by the betting? Meaning, the enjoyment is the betting, or the interest level you show is based on not the teams playing, but whether you've placed a bet on it. I mean, I do think inherently, like the fact that I do cash the ticket and we cover the games the way we cover them, that's what I'm watching. I admit this. This isn't me being above or below anybody. It's just, Rico, when we break games down and we find games we're going to play, that's the game I'm watching. It has nothing to do with the matchup. It has nothing to do with quality. It's the bet. It's the NCAA tournament feels like that's what it's gotten to. It used to be you could give me UT Chattanooga with Johnny Davis at the O-Rena, and are they going to pull an upset? Shout out the Moccasins. But, like, now I only care about the games I'm playing. It doesn't matter. You could be like, well, don't you want to watch UConn just flex on, you know, Longwood?
No.
Not unless I lay in the 26 and a half. I don't care.
See, this is where I'm different because I still will stay up and watch those games. But then again, you and David told me college hoops doesn't start until when, David?
January, at least.
Yeah, January. Yeah. So, yeah, in November, yeah, I'm driving to Indy to watch the Champions Classic because, yeah, I'm that guy.
No, but it's also your favorite. Like, I totally understand it. Like, college football, it's largely become the same thing. Like, Ohio State, Notre Dame at night, yeah, that still got me, regardless of a wager. Did I bet on the game? I did. I pushed. The point is, the point is.
No, I'm laughing because I literally had to pull over at a sports bar because I'm like, I can't listen to this game on the radio. I got to find a sports bar on the way home.
But we're losing part of that. I mean, think about this. Is like, I know the Pistons are bad, but the NBA as a whole, what person driving around right now, two kids and a mortgage, is settling in for an NBA game on a Thursday night that doesn't involve their team unless they bet on it?
No, you're right. But I think you've hit an iceberg. There's so much to this topic that
I can tell it resonates with the people. Hey, do you think you could punch a giraffe? 248.
No, I think what it is it's because you have a lot of players going to the G League that you don't know about. That means the teams, current teams in the NCAA have players that you don't know about. And then they filter to the NBA and you don't know about them there. So you lose interest. Where at least like college football, you get to know somebody on a team. And even if they transfer to another team, they're there for 3 years. So you know Michael Penix from his days at Indiana. And now you know him from his days at Washington. But Asur Thompson, you don't know who he is. You just know that the Pistons drafted him.
So take it a step further. College football and basketball, here's the question. You guys mull it over. Is the only thing that's left for these two sports gambling? Everything else has been eroded. Everything else has been irreparably damaged. Then moving forward, if you're the 99%, not the 1% hardcore nutcase cultist, the only thing left for college sports right now is the bet.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What I'm saying is college sports, the networks and the sports at large have done everything in their power to destroy themselves, to destroy tradition. And the gambling is like the failsafe. So if you're like me, where your love of the game is eroding, what keeps you coming back? Well, yeah. I mean, Rico and I are going to Las Vegas. We're not going to Scottsdale. We're in Vegas for the tourney, where March Madness has become their number one event. $7.6 billion is double what the Super Bowl produces in U.S. sports books. That's unbelievable. Dave, what are the ticket techs saying? Or am I, like, out to lunch here?
No, I don't think you're out to lunch. First one comes in and says, sports betting has ruined my love for sports, though. I missed a time when all of my friends would care, meet up, brainstorm about the brackets. But that doesn't matter now. All they do is have their phones on the side prepared for the next bet.
Yeah.
Someone else says, betting has ruined my love for sports as well. I'm going to the bingo hall with my grandma all tournament long. I don't care anymore. Wow.
That's a good grandson, I guess. But
I have not reached that level.
No. I had a text that I said years ago I would never play fantasy football or bet on games because I do not want my pure enjoyment of the games to get compromised. So there are some people who just don't do that.
It's compromised because I don't believe in the people running the sports. Truly. They've made every decision to take away the things I love. Well, what keeps me coming back? I mean, the sports betting element of it allows you to partake. At least I'm just honest about it, I guess. And it what hurts? My basketball team stinks. And please don't be some, you know, mouth-breathing Sparty who calls me up and is like, well, your Spartan card's revoked. Good, take it. Second of all, don't tell me being a 9 seed is good. It's not. You know what a 9 seed is? Those are the teams we used to make fun of.
Beats a 10.
Hey, it could be worse. Signed, Stetson.
I actually thought that they were going to be a 10 seed.
They should be. They have no business being a 9. None of it matters.
No. Well, here's the thing. Even Izzo didn't know. He was like, he stayed up all night because he thought that they were going to miss the tournament. He didn't know if he was going to be in Dayton. And when all the Dayton games got filled up, he was just like, oh my goodness, either we're in or we're out. So when that name finally popped up, he was like, you saw the relief on his face. Like, okay, we get a second chance at life.
Mm.
See, Mike, I'm glad. Real quick before you go to the caller, glad you said what you said, because Freddie from Florida just texted this in. If your team is good at competing for championships, college football and basketball, it's still great fun. If not good, not competing, it's just about betting.
That's it.
Period.
I mean, they've made it like we all wanted this playoff society, right? Well, we've arrived at it. What's left?
It's the byproduct. Okay.
That's
it. I can see that. But see, once again, I mean, I'm just a sick person.
You're
because,
not
yes,
sick. It's you're the 1%. You are incredibly passionate.
I mean, like even in football, the whole, you know, Oregon, Washington, Pac-12 championship that Friday night was a thing of beauty. I like it was so much fun to watch.
Not if you were laying the 8.5. Let's go to Jeff. How dare you? Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, Mike and Rico, how are you guys doing?
Good, Jeff. What's up?
I just wanted to say I'm super pumped up for the tournament. I want to congratulate Coach Izzo on making 26. That's pretty special, making the tournament every single year since McKean Cleese was a sophomore. But like you guys, like I'm a fanatic of the game of college basketball. I watch everything. I watched Rico ask two questions yesterday in the press conference after Selection Sunday. And my narrative is parallel with Malik's answer to yours, Rico, when they do the right things and they're clicking. Most teams are scared, and as well as they should be. And I have to admit, we've been erratic because I'm not delusional, but the team who beat Baylor by 24 points is still there. We already played Tennessee in the scrimmage before the year started. We played Duke, got beat by 11. When we got beat by 6 against Arizona, we played Purdue twice, and we were right there. And I honestly think that we should have beat Purdue Friday. But in regards to rank, though, the buzz may not be there for the average fan. But you have to take in consideration in 2017, Denzel Valentine's senior year, we finished the regular season number two in the AP poll, and we got bodied in the first round. I just think if we're there, we have an opportunity to do something special and maybe go out on a run. But I do also have to comment on the gambling. And I don't know where to go with it because, I mean, how much is it gambling or how much is it of the control that the – I mean, are officials able to bet on games? Because if you look at the foul column against Purdue on Friday, it's a little lopsided. I mean, and also
– What was it, 14 fouls?
Jake Diebler also got lopsided.
14 fouls against Edie, zero called on him. Is that what you're referencing?
Yeah, but I think the Big Ten got the message because the next game, Edie had like two fouls early in the game. So I think they knew, guys, you got to at least make it look like we're going to call some balls. We're going to call some fouls on Edie.
Yeah, Wisconsin almost got cheated there, too. There were some questionable calls on that one. But there were some teams that were left out of the tournament. I mean, I was scared to death myself, Rico and Mike. I mean, I was nervous because I was like, holy ghost, we're going to be playing in Dayton. And then when that didn't happen, I was like, oh, no.
You know what,
but,
Jeff?
I
was about to say, I'm being a little geeky here. But, yeah, when FAU went as an 8 seed, I knew at that point they were in easily because everybody was like, FAU is going to be in Dayton. I'm like, apparently the committee sees things a lot different than Joe Lunardi. So, yeah, that's what everybody was going on. Joe Lunardi caused a panic the night before.
I know. I'll stay away from the seating and all that stuff. And I mean, there were a couple teams that to me deserved to be in, and that happens every year. I'm never going to freak out about the 68th team. What I can't stand is when they put out this stuff saying we're using the net rating, it's better than the RPI, this is what we're doing. The team who had like the 28th net rating, Indiana State, didn't get in. They weren't even one of the last four out. St. John's, who won like seven games in a row and bodied Seton Hall by 20 in the Big East tournament. It didn't matter what they did, as it turned out. They didn't even get close. Yet I got to look at the dead body of Virginia. You know, you got FAU. Rico nailed this. FAU, I don't care they made the Final Four last year. I don't care if it's the same team. They lost a half dozen rancid games in their awful league, didn't win their conference. There's stuff in this whole deal where I just went, whatever, man. Like, whatever. Now, as far as the refs go, look, I admit this. This isn't me being naive. I just tell you how I approach it. I don't ever watch these games with a hint of impropriety. Now, do I think certain refs are terrible? Do I think certain refs favor certain players? Like, do I think the Big Ten has largely protected Zach Edey? Yes. Mm-hmm. They know he's their biggest star.
Which is why they'll get bounced early, because other refs will be like, dude, that's traveling. Wait, that's a foul. You can't just run people over.
Right. I agree with you. I do. But that's as old as time. Like, you don't think the ACC catered to Tim Duncan? You know what I mean? Like, or Antoine Jameson? Like, I know I'm going way back here, but like, it's hard to find legitimate stars who stay in school 3 or 4 years. Yeah. You're going to get calls. Yeah.
Zion would just truck people and one.
I know.
A ref, he's dead. And one.
I understand Zion has his problems, but just for a moment, did you see him go coast to coast in 3.4 seconds for the game winner?
Yeah, apparently he's dropped like 15, 20 pounds.
That was pretty cool.
Black, I like that.
Wait, what?
Black, I like that.
I didn't do that. Don't look at me. 248-539.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
9797. Your phone call's coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There was a reunion yesterday, and you never would have known it. And I don't even know if the owner of the team cared. We'll talk about it. We'll do one segment. It's just something that it irked me. It made me a little sad, and we can move on. Let me go to Rory, 97.1. What's up, Rory? How are you?
Michael, how are you? Good afternoon. Hey, Rico.
Hey.
All right. So stick with me here, fellas. This might take a minute. I'm going to start. I am a casual gambler, but I'm going to argue that gambling has not ruined the tournament. I gamble when I get a hunch. So I took Scotty Scheffler Wednesday night to win the Players. Thank you very much.
Put plus a unit 550. On that. Nice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Small unit, but still. So I'll jump in NFL playoffs here and there. I just put a couple bucks on Tennessee as a alum. So we'll see how that goes. We're not great in March. But I think gambling has ruined sports to the extent that the cell phone has ruined most things. So, yes, once gambling became that easy and that immediate, it ruined sports for many people. For the average fan, I will say, in the same way reading has been ruined, in the same way dating has been ruined, in the same way reliable consumption of news has been ruined. So I agree with you there. However, I think there is hope, and this might not fly with you, Mike, because I know you hate kids. But my kids were up last night until 10 o'clock. They're 7 and 8 years old, filling out their brackets meticulously. My wife's going to take them out early from school Thursday to watch the state game. I'm going to stay up late, let them go in late Friday so they can watch the Tennessee game. And they will watch every single game.
Now, let me offer one thing. I want to offer one thing. First of all, I love the fact that they're 7 and 8 and they're doing brackets. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
But there is
math skills.
There is an innocence now that they are 7 and 8. I think, Rory, what I'm speaking of is for those of us of legal age. No, you're right. Kids can still have fun.
I hear you, Mike, but I'm thinking long term that if we as fans can model this for them now, we won't ruin it. But many of my buddies will sit and watch a game with their kids, and what are they doing? They're checking the line. They're flipping the channel. They're out loud saying, oh, man, I had such and such at 2.5. So I think it's upon us as the parents or the adults, it could be nieces and nephews, to say, look, there is still something pure in sports. We're not going to allow it to be ruined completely. And I will say, for me, that has kind of brought me back. That's energized me a bit more. Now, am I going to bet a little bit on the side? Yes. But I think we can look to the kids to say, if we can help this next generation, I know this sounds extremely, extremely pie in the sky, then maybe it's not going to all go to hell. But it probably will.
Yeah, I was going to say. But no, Rory, you're not totally wrong. And I know it's not everyone. It's just when you see what's happening. Look, we are content creators. Like, that's what we do. Our job is to figure out what our audience wants and to try to give it to them as much as possible. Well, you cannot escape what used to be taboo is now open discourse on the broadcast. You cannot run away from the fact that the TV deals are now driving all of sports. Those deals, largely one of their biggest advertisers, like ours, is sports betting. And the revenue generated through it. I mean, the NFL salary cap was boosted partially because of it.
Yeah.
Right. So $7.6 billion on this event is double the Super Bowl. And if you ask the average person, let's be real, are you going to just watch the game? Or is the reason you're watching whatever you diddled on your phone? I do think there's something to it here. And I'm open about it. Like, I have a contract with FanDuel. I do a podcast that is sponsored by FanDuel. I make money on this stuff. The things that I choose to cover and give to the audience are things that I think, okay, I want to bet on that.
Wait, so you're Mr. Media Mogul.
Right. Oh. I actually ruined the Big East. That was me. No, I just, you feel it with your audience where it's changed. And something like the bracket for adults, not kids, the bracket feels dead.
The bracket feels dead because when you only had the one bracket, you had to fill out like 10 different brackets. You had to try to align everything up. Now you don't have to. You could pick 10 different games. If you win 7 of them, great. I'm a winner today. But instead of the brackets, you were tied in. Wait, it was almost like you were playing yourself like, okay, in this bracket, I need this upset, but I picked this team and I did that. No, now you can just bet money on this team to cover, this team to just flat out win.
Bet. Campy's going to screw me, isn't he?
Don't worry about that. No shot that happens. You're going to be just fine. You're going to be A-OK.
Kenny.
No shot, Kenny?
13.5. Lock it in now.
Hold on, Kenny. I'm just telling you, this is the worst idea on the planet because the biggest public team in America is Kentucky. Like, every time they go to the tourney.
There's a reason, Mike. It's because they're playing Greg Campy's team.
No, okay. This is Kenny.
That's the reason why they're a big public favorite, Mike.
I'm going with the Golden Grizz.
Are you really?
He's going to flush away hundreds of dollars right down the drain.
You're gonna give me 13.5?
I might. I'll think about it.
I see a team full of tryhards. Even if Rocket Watts hit a meaningless 3 and Oakland only loses by 12.
Tryhards only work out if there's talent there. There's no talent there.
Oh, my God. I have never seen
someone. Ooh, Horizon League talent. Let's go.
Kenny.
You beat Cleveland State. Kenny, way to go.
It's your alma mater.
I really need you to seek some therapy.
Yes, yes.
Mike, you just got done talking about how much you hate your team.
Hey, we're talking about you right now.
We're talking about you. This isn't about me. It's about you.
All I said is if my team started to have success, I would end up resenting them for all the pain they put me through. You're having the best season Campy's had in a decade.
Which, low bar to clear. 4 tournaments in 40 years. I mean, come on.
Kenny.
What are we talking about here?
As Michael Jordan once said, seek help.
The homeless man brushed his teeth. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All
That's going to be me if MSU's bigs do anything decent Thursday.
Matty Sissoko and one.
Right. Shandala, blah, blah, dee, boo, 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 doo. Go right, ahead.
You know what? I'm going to make it very easy for you, Mike. The number 23.
Number 23. All right, Emmett, it's not the, that's not the streak because that's at 26. 26. 23.
David, you want to jump in on this?
Yeah, work together on this, guys.
Michael Jordan's number. I have no idea.
Is that the number of pins Kenny has put into his campy voodoo doll?
No, that's unlimited. That's unlimited.
Oof. What's 23?
23 years since the Big Ten's won the last national championship.
Good call. Do you think the Big Ten protects Zach Edey for that reason? They know he's their best hope?
Actually, I don't think it is. But
not Illinois. They don't guard anybody.
Well, they don't have to when you score a lot of points.
Okay.
All right. 11 of 12. 11 of 12.
I mean, can I phone a friend? 11 of 12 what?
Think the game starting tomorrow.
Okay. 11 of 12.
Have 11 of the 12 first round teams have made it to the Sweet 16?
Right there.
Holy hell, Dave. You know what's funny? You are atrocious at just about every game we play, but you have found your calling right here with this game. This is the second edition of By the Numbers. He's gone Rain Man. He just, out of thin air, math equation floating above head.
And he
winner.
Can't see my laptop either.
No, I didn't know if I was doing Sweet 16 or Final Four.
So, no.
So, damn.
Next question. First/second round. Three. In a row.
Oh, three tournaments in a row, a team in the play-in game has gotten to the Sweet 16.
No, that was, we just did that. That was 11 of 12.
11 of 12 what?
11 of 12 first four teams have made it to the Sweet 16. That was the previous question.
You're saying, hold on.
Three in a row.
Three in a row is, I thought it is the years in a row it's happened. No?
No, 11 Syracuse,
of. No. 11 of 12.
Yes.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah. 11 of the last 12
Like,
tournaments.
I remember the UCLA team we lost to. Then it was
BCU.
Then it was, wow.
But yeah, 11 of 12 years. Pay attention to who's going to be playing on Thursday and Friday. I mean, Tuesday and Wednesday. Because one of those teams will probably make the Sweet 16. No, three in a row?
I got a guess.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's start with you.
Number one seeds have fallen.
No.
Oh.
Princeton, St. Peter. And Kenny's favorite team, Oral Roberts.
What about it?
The 2 seed has knocked out a 15 seed for the last 3 years.
You mean a 15's knocked out a 2?
Yeah, 15's knocked out a 2. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I hear you. So who's the 2 who goes down this year?
That's a great question, Mike. I think that 2.
If you had to pick one, who's the 2? David, go
well,
ahead.
I'm going to tell you the one I don't think. It ain't Iowa State.
I'm going to go Tennessee.
Ooh,
poor Rick Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
This is by far and away the best team he's had. If he can't get this to the Sweet 16, he needs to retire. Seriously.
I'll just, in the last 14 of the past 15 tournaments, this has happened.
Campy has not been involved.
Wow. Well, Jesus, Kenny.
But it could be Greg Campy related, Kenny. In the last 14 of 15 tournaments, at least one of the top 4 seeds has lost in the first round. Who's Oakland playing?
Kentucky.
What seed are they?
The Kentucky's a 3.
Number 3,
they
yeah.
fall in that category, yeah. Kenny.
Oh, come on.
You want to put some money on that? I'll give you that.
Why you got to do this to
straight
me?
Up.
Here's one. Let me see. At least in 15 straight tournaments.
Okay.
15 straight tournaments. We're going to the next round, next weekend, Sweet 16 round. 15 straight tournaments.
15 straight tournaments and something regarding the Sweet 16 is what mm-hmm. you're telling me. Can I say a double-digit seed has made it?
Yes. Great guess. Great guess.
All right. Pressure's off. I'm on the board. God, this game is difficult. But it, you know what's funny is it we've normalized it. It just it's become something that just continues to happen. But don't you think it's just a parody?
I think so. Yeah, because you're right. The 12-5 game upset used to be, oh, my gosh.
Now I'm surprised when the 5 wins.
Thank you.
Back, I remember, I think it was Judd Heathcote's last year. State was a 5. They lost to 12 Weber State. I thought my life was over. Harold Arsenault went for like 40 and knocked us out of the tournament.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, Mike. I'm just going to give you this little tidbit.
Yes.
But in the 68-team era,
mm.
we all know about the 12 upsetting the 5, right?
Yes.
There has been just as many 15 seeds as 12 seeds to make the Final Four. I mean, to make the Sweet 16. As many 15 seeds has made the Sweet 16 as 12 seeds.
Were we at 68 teams when Dunk City did it? Florida Gulf Coast?
Yes.
They were a 15. They beat number 2 Georgetown.
Yeah, St. Peter.
You're right. Wow. Hold on. Are we sure the St. Peter's thing actually happened? I still can't believe that. Like, you remember the white kid with the fro?
Yes.
And the confused look on his face?
Yes.
Dougie Buckets or whatever? So he transferred, left St. Peter's to go to Bryant. He doesn't even start for Bryant. But in that tournament, and there were the twins on that team.
He was Kimba Walker in last year's tournament.
Right,
you just got to get hot for a couple of weeks.
Oh, my God. Kenny, Kentucky's losing OU.
No shot. No shot. Come on. Be real about this, man.
I want to be. I want Kentucky to put 100 up.
They will.
Well, here's the next one in the Sweet 16 round.
Yes.
2 in the past 26 years.
2 in the past 26 years.
2 times in the past 26 years.
David, you want me to throw a dart?
Yeah.
That it's been formful with no upsets. That the higher seeds all advanced?
No, you're close, but no. 2 times in the past 26 years, all number 2 seeds have reached the Sweet 16.
Whoa. Only 2 times.
So, if you're filling out your brackets.
What brackets?
Just some things, or you're making your bets. Just some things you may want to think about.
Twice in the last 26 years. That's amazing to me.
Going with the whole Cinderella roll.
Yes.
In the past 7 out of the past 9 tournaments, what particular seed has made the Sweet 16? 7 of the last 9 tournaments, there's been one particular seed. Think Cinderella.
Yeah.
That has made it to the Sweet 16.
I'm going
to
say 13.
That's what I don't get credit. He beat me to it.
Yes, but I think we're wrong, though.
No, but I was thinking where you're at, the 6-13 game.
Yes.
And it just.
Yeah.
No.
4-13, right? Excuse me.
Go back to earlier. Earlier question, the play-in tournament.
11s and 12s.
Oh.
Yeah. An 11 seed.
Yes.
So once again. Don't sleep on the 11 seeds. Finally, not Sweet 16 related, but maybe
65%. 65%, not Sweet 16 related.
But could be.
The percentage of my tuition that went to Oakland University's basketball team.
Kenny, guess seek help, man.
No. Golly!
The amount of times MSU wins as a lower-ranked seed.
Oh, okay. January, February.
Just give me.
You feel better about yourself now?
You know what? How about this? I'll give you more of these numbers tomorrow.
Perfect. Buy the numbers.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai,
There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.